Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is called
After You Pray, Part 2. For the past 2 weeks, we have been talking about the power of the tongue. Last week, I talked about how we can control our tongue. And to recap, if you are struggling to control your tongue, start with your heart, because your words are a reflection of your heart. Today, I want to talk about how our words can affect our prayers. A couple years ago, I did a podcast, an episode called After You Pray. This is simply After You Pray, Part 2. What you say after you pray is just as important as your prayer. What do I mean by that? Let's say you're praying for a job, but out of your mouth you say, I will never get a job. You pray in faith, but you speak words of doubt. I'm not saying that you saying this will definitely keep God from answering your prayers. God can do whatever he wants, but it can hinder you receiving an answer. Doubt is a faith killer. In James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Mark 11:24 says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. It's easy to speak what we see around us. It's so much easier to speak fear. But what does the word say? Let him ask in faith with no doubting. If you believe that you received it, it will be yours. Think about it this way. The more you hear a thing, the more you believe that thing. The more you speak contradictory to your prayers, you will believe it. But the same is true of the opposite. The more you speak faith in alignment with your prayers, the more you will believe that thing. Are you struggling to believe that God will come through? Is it hard for you to see a change in your situation? Start changing your words. Tell your feelings how to feel and speak faith. Speak the word and ask God to help you. One of my favorite lines in the Bible is in Mark 9. Jesus had given his disciples authority to heal the sick and cast out demons. The disciples did just that until they came to a particular case. A father had brought his son, who was demon-possessed, to the disciples to heal him, but they couldn't. In short, Jesus comes and asks the father, how can he help? The dad says, help us if you can. Jesus says, what do you mean if I can? Anything is possible to those who believe. And this is my favorite line. This line accurately describes many of us today. The father says, I do believe, but help my unbelief. Or another translation says, help me overcome my unbelief. Essentially, what he is saying is, Jesus, I do believe that you'll come through for me. I have faith, but I'm not going to lie. At the same time, it's hard for me to believe. I look around at my situation. I look at my bank account. I look at my relationships, and I struggle to believe. This is us. We have faith, but sometimes we struggle to believe. And it's especially in those moments that our words are so important. I love Jesus's response. He didn't shame the father for his unbelief. He healed his son. God knows that we are human, but he also knows that's no excuse. We may doubt sometimes, but we aren't to stay there. We aren't to live in a place of doubting. We are to bring our doubt to Jesus and speak faith. So start speaking life over your situations today.